Hey everyone, it's Damon here from Simplero. This is the pre-training week where we're getting our mental game in order. We're getting our psychology right to set us up for success on the 21-day challenge we are about ready to embark upon. And today we're talking about something that was very important for me to learn in building my course and when I launched my own course for my personal business is that customers are paying for a guide, not an expert. It is so powerful once you understand that. A lot of people have a mental hang-up about, well, I'm not an expert in that topic. I don't know. I'm not the greatest in the particular topic that I am teaching. And that is 100% okay. It is totally fine. And that's what Calvin's going to talk about today, because customers pay for a guide, not an expert. All right, so let's get into today's lesson with Calvin. I'll be back at the end of this to wrap up any loose ends. Happy Friday. Enjoy.
I want to talk about this idea of being a guide. So a lot of people think that when you're selling information, that it's about the information, right? It makes sense. Like, this kind of business used to be called information marketing. Some of us are known as infopreneurs, or like all these names that kind of imply that it's about the information. But I want you to understand that it's not about the information. Information, like the answers to most things, you can find on Google or in a book, or like there's like so much information out there these days, right? There's too much information. This is information overload, right? How do you lose weight? Oh, well, there's like keto or like plant-based or use sun gazing or like whatever it is, right? There's like all these different answers. So what do I need? I need someone that I trust, that have been through this, that have done it themselves, that have helped others do this, that can give me just the information that I need, that I trust have done this and knows the answers and will help me sort through all the questions that I have. And that's what we're craving. That's what you are if you're in this type of business. It's not just about spewing information or like, you know, being the library of like, we've got Google for that shit, right? So I need you to be a guide. Story of Gandhi and this boy and his mom. The story goes like this: the mom travels by train through rural India for several days with his son because the son is addicted to sugar and he has diabetes and it's fucking killing him. And she's hoping that Gandhi can say something that's gonna make it better. So she travels for several days, sees Gandhi. Gandhi hears him, and then he says, "Come back later. Come back in a couple months." And so they travel home, and then like still it's bad. And then like a couple months later, they figure out where he is. And then they hop on the train and travel for several days, and they see Gandhi. And she's like, "Here we are again, a couple months later. Please help me out here." And he's like, "Come back in a couple months." And she was like, "Okay." Hop on the train, go back home. And then like wait a couple months. And then they figure out where he is and hop on a train and go see Gandhi. Several days on the train in India, right? With no seats and all that stuff. And then Gandhi looks at the boy and he says, "Stop eating sugar." And she's like, "Why couldn't you just say that like the first time I got here?" And he's like, "Because I was still eating sugar. I couldn't say it with conviction." Goes home, the boy stops eating sugar. He's healed. Everything's good. Everything's happy. Everyone's happy, right? The point being that you're a trusted guide because you've been through this. You've gone on this hero's journey. You've been in the ordinary world. You had this problem, this challenge, and things weren't sustainable anymore. And you try to solve it in the ordinary world, and you couldn't. You had to step outside into extraordinary world. You had to go through this journey. You had to face all these demons and all these challenges and like the final struggle for. And in the process, you became a different person. And then you come back to ordinary world to help other people, but you're a different person now. And because you're a different person, you can say things in just the way that they need to hear it to make that change, to make that difference. That is your role, is to be that person that can say things in just that way with conviction because you have done the work. You have gone the distance yourself, right? That also means that content theft is not really a problem because it's not about the content. It's not about the information. It's about you and your relationship with people. That's what makes it possible for you to make this difference to people. It's not that this information is such a secret that there's nowhere else to find it. It's that you've built this trust and this relationship with other people that means that now you can be that guide for them. Think about it in that way, right? Think about that, like, you care about them and you want to make that difference in their lives, help them get these results, and you want to be that guide for them through your course and through you having gone through this journey. So when you're imparting this, you want to come from a place of like, I've been through this, I've done this, I know what it's like. Hey, here's how you can do that as well. You're not here to convey specific information as much as you're here to impart everything that you've become through this journey. The first course I bought online was Jeff Walker's Product Launch Formula in 2008. I bought it in March 2008, March 27, on my birthday. It was one of those most scary moments in my life, right? It was $2,000. I was already seriously in debt. Overdraft line of credit on my bank account. And I knew that if I go to bed and not buy it, it's not going to be available and I'll probably regret it. If I do buy it, it might be a complete scam. I might be robbed out of, $2,000 worth of money, and my wife might hate me forever and ever. But I was like, I got to do this. I got to do this. It just feels right. I have to take the chance. And I did. I took the chance. And one of the key things that I did with that course was I downloaded it, I converted it to audiobook format, I put it on my iPhone, and then I was listening to it all the time without the video stuff, and I just really tried to feel, what is this person like? Like, here's someone who has results that I want, who has an approach to not just business and marketing and this whole thing, but approach to life that I really want to emulate, that I really want to learn from. And I try to sometimes just let the words slide and not focus so much on them, but more focus on how is he being? How is he thinking about life? How is he relating to himself and to reality, to everything around him, to business? Like, what is kind of his mindset? And he seemed pretty like easy and relaxed about the whole thing. And he seemed very real and genuine. He's a great guy. I've met him several times now. And that made a huge impression on me. And it's the same thing for you, right? That's what you do for your customers as well, is like you model for them, not just through the information and the specifics and the how-tos and all that, but through how you're being, you model to them how to be everything that they dream of. And that's really your greatest gift, is you sharing of yourself generously, of your journey, not about the information. The information is just a vehicle. It's just kind of the carrier wave that needs to be there. But what you're really imparting is your being. You're giving the gift of your essence, of your being, through your course. And that's where the value is. So honor that, focus on that, and really make sure that you give that, right? That you give that. You don't have to talk about it. You don't have to make a big deal about it. But in your mind, as you're making this course, be generous with yourself. Like, really give people of yourself. Care. Serve, be there, be real with them. That's your biggest gift. You're their guide because they can relate to you, they trust you, they can feel you. All right, thank you so much again. And I love you and I love that you're here and I'm love looking forward to working with you and seeing your course out there. Congratulations for doing this again. Think back to your why. What I know is that if you feel compelled to make this course, and obviously you do or you wouldn't be watching this here right now, it means that people need it. And so stick with it. Get it out there. Make it happen. All right. I really, really love you. I really, really appreciate you for being here and just for being willing to share your gift. It's a journey. It's work, but it's super rewarding. So stick with it. Commit. Feel all the fear. And do it. Move through. I love you. I look forward to seeing you. Bye for now. I'll see you soon.
So there you have it. I hope you enjoyed that lesson from Calvin on the fact that customers pay for a guide, not the info. The info is out there. Anybody could go get the info. We are organizing it and we are leading it, leading you through that transformation. That's what I'm doing in this particular challenge right here. I am your guide. I am leading you through the transformation of having no course to having a sale, okay? That is the journey that we are on. I have launched several courses in my career. Am I the greatest, the most expert on course launching? No, I'm not making that claim. I know some things. I will teach you. I will be your guide. I will show you the way. But do not think that you need to be an expert. That is a very important concept. And that is what we are learning today. It's going to help you as you're creating your material, and it's going to help you be successful. Okay? That is it for today. You know the drill. We've got the PDF document you can download, print out, go through. You've got the Facebook group to engage in discussion. And I will see you tomorrow. We've got one more lesson this week, and I'll see you tomorrow. Take care.